Chapter 7, Real Estate Appraisal. Real Estate Appraisal Process. Appraisal. An appraisal is an opinion of value based on supportable evidence and approved methods. A real estate appraisal report is an opinion of market value on a property given to a lender or client with detailed and accurate information. An appraiser is an independent person trained to provide an unbiased opinion of value in an impartial and objective manner, according to the appraisal process. Appraising is a professional service performed for a fee. Regulation of Appraisal Activities. Title 11 of the Federal Financial Institutions Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act of 1989, FERIA, requires that most appraisals used in connection with a federally related transaction be performed by someone licensed or certified by law. A federally related transaction is any real estate related financial transaction in which a federal financial institution or regulatory agency engages in, contracts for, or regulates and requires the services of an appraiser. This includes transactions involving the sale, lease, purchase, investment, or exchange of real property. It also includes the financing, refinancing, or the use of real property as security for a loan or an investment, including mortgage-backed securities. Federal law requires that appraisers be licensed or certified according to individual state law. State qualifications must conform to the federal requirements that, in turn, follow the criteria for certification established by the Appraiser Qualifications Board of the Appraisal Foundation. The Real Estate Appraiser Licensing Act of 2002, as amended in 2009, provides for mandatory licensure with limited exceptions of Illinois appraisers. Illinois recognizes three categories of appraisers. Associate Real Estate Trainee Appraiser, Entry-Level Appraiser. All reports must be co-signed by a state-certified residential real estate appraiser or state-certified general real estate appraiser. Certified Residential Real Estate Appraiser. Qualified to appraise residential property of 1 unit to 4 units without regard to transaction value or complexity, but with restrictions in accordance with Title 11, ASPAP, and criteria established by the Appraisal Qualifications Board, AQB. Certified General Real Estate Appraiser. Qualified to appraise all types of real property without restrictions as to the scope of practice subject to ASPAP requirements. The appraiser must retain contracts, logs, and appraisal reports used in meeting pre-license experience requirements for a period of 5 years. Only individuals, not corporations, partnerships, firms, or groups, may be certified as appraisers or act as associate real estate appraisers. A certified appraiser may, however, sign appraisal reports on behalf of a business entity. An appraisal report prepared by an appraiser recognized under the Act must identify on the report, by name, the individual who ordered or originated the appraisal assignment. The appraiser must retain the original copy of all contracts engaging his services as an appraiser and all appraisal reports, including any supporting data used to develop the appraisal report, for a period of not less than 5 years, or 2 years after the final disposition of any judicial proceeding in which testimony was given, whichever is longer. The Real Estate Appraiser Licensing Act of 2002 established a fee structure and disciplinary and enforcement mechanism. Associate real estate trainee and certification candidates also must meet strict competency, educational, examination, and experience requirements. The appraisal profession requires all Illinois associate trainees to become certified residential appraisers within 2 years of initial licensure. An individual appraiser may not use the titles state certified or associate real estate trainee appraiser unless he is recognized as such by the state. Real estate broker competitive market analysis. Not all estimates of value are made by professional appraisers. Real estate licensees often must help a seller arrive at a listing price or assist a buyer in determining an offering price for property without the aid of a formal appraisal report. In such a case, the licensee would use a comparative market analysis, CMA. A CMA is distinctly different from an appraisal report offered by a licensed appraiser. An appraisal is based on an analysis of properties that have actually sold. The CMA, in contrast, features properties similar to the subject property in size, location, and amenities. the CMA is based on. Recently closed properties, solds. Properties currently on the market, competition for the subject property, and properties that did not sell, expired listings in the area. Broker's price opinion, BPO. A broker's price opinion, BPO, is a less expensive alternative of valuating properties often used by lenders working with home equity lines, refinancing, portfolio management, loss mitigation, and collections. A BPO cannot be used if the matter involves a federally related transaction that requires an appraisal, and/or the transaction occurs in a state that requires an appraiser's license. Value. To have value in the real estate market, that is, to have monetary worth based on desirability, a property must have the following four characteristics. 1. Demand, the need or desire for possession or ownership backed by the financial means to satisfy that need. 2. Utility, the property's usefulness for its intended purposes. 3. Scarcity, a finite supply. 4. Transferability, the relative ease with which ownership rights are transferred from one person to another. Market value. The market value of real estate is the most probable price that a property should bring in a fair sale. This definition makes three assumptions. 1. It presumes a competitive and open market. 2. The buyer and seller are both assumed to be acting prudently and knowledgeably. 3. Market value depends on the price not being affected by unusual circumstances. The following are essential factors in rendering an opinion of value. The most probable price is not the average or highest price. The buyer and seller must be unrelated and acting without undue pressure. Both buyer and seller must be well informed about the property's use and potential, including both its defects and its advantages. A reasonable time must be allowed for exposure in the open market. Payment must be made in cash or its equivalent. The price must represent a normal consideration for the property sold, unaffected by special financing amounts or terms, services, fees, costs, or credits incurred in the market transaction. Market value versus market price. Market value is an opinion of value based on an analysis of data. The data may include not only an analysis of comparable sales, but also an analysis of potential income, expenses, and replacement costs, less any depreciation. Market price, on the other hand, is what a property actually sells for its sales price. Cost may not equal either market value or market price. Market value versus cost. An important distinction can be made between market value and cost. One of the most common misconceptions about valuing property is that cost represents market value. Cost and market value may be the same. In fact, when the improvements on a property are new, cost and value are likely to be equal. But more often, cost does not equal market value. For example, a homeowner may install a swimming pool for a cost of $20,000, however, the cost of the improvement may not add $20,000 to the value of the property. Basic principles of value. Anticipation. According to the principle of anticipation, value is created by the expectation that certain events will occur. Value can increase or decrease in anticipation of some future benefit or detriment. Change. No physical or economic condition remains constant. This is the principle of change. Real estate is subject to natural phenomena such as tornadoes, fires, and routine wear and tear. The real estate business is subject to market demands, as is any other business. Competition. Competition is the interaction of supply and demand. Excess profits tend to attract competition. For example, the success of a retail store may cause investors to open similar stores in the area. Conformity. The principle of conformity means that maximum value is created when a property is in harmony with its surroundings. Maximum value is realized if the use of land conforms to existing neighborhood standards. In single-family residential neighborhoods, for instance, buildings should be similar in design, construction, size, and age. Contribution. Under the principle of contribution, The value of any part of a property is measured by its effect on the value of the whole. Installing a swimming pool, greenhouse, or private bowling alley may not add value to the property equal to the cost, but remodeling an outdated kitchen or bathroom might. Highest and best use. The most profitable single use to which a property may be put, or the use that is most likely to be in demand in the near future, is the property's highest and best use. The use must be legally permitted, economically or financially feasible, physically possible, and the most profitable or maximally productive. The highest and best use of a site can change with social, political, and economic forces. A parking lot in a busy downtown area, for example, may not maximize the land's profitability to the same extent an office would. Highest and best use is noted in every appraisal. Increasing and diminishing returns. The addition of more improvements to land and structures increases total value only to the asset's maximum value. Beyond that point, additional improvements no longer affect a property's value. As long as money spent on improvements produces an increase in income or value, the law of increasing returns applies. At the point where additional improvements do not increase income or value, the law of diminishing returns applies. No matter how much money is spent on the property's value will not keep pace with the expenditures. A remodeled kitchen or bathroom might increase the value of a house, adding restaurant-quality appliances and gold faucets, however, would be a cost that the owner probably would not be able to recover. Plottage. Plottage is when the total value of two adjacent properties may be greater if they are combined than the sum of their individual values, if each is sold separately. The principle of plottage holds that merging or consolidating adjacent lots into a single larger one produces a greater total land value than the sum of the two sites valued separately. The process of merging two separately owned lots under one owner is known as assemblage. Regression. Lowering of a property's value due to its neighbors. Don't buy the best house on the worst block. Progression. Increasing of a property's value due to its neighbors. Buy the worst house on the best block. Substitution. Under the principle of substitution, the maximum value of a property tends to be set by how much it would cost to purchase an equally desirable and valuable substitute property. Substitution is the foundation of the sales comparison approach. Supply and demand. The principle of supply and demand holds that the value of a property depends on the number of properties available in the marketplace, the supply of the product. When supply increases, value decreases, and when demand increases, value increases. Other factors include the prices of other properties, the number of prospective purchasers, and the price buyers will pay. The three approaches to value. The sales comparison approach. In the sales comparison approach, also known as the market data approach, an estimate of value is obtained by comparing the property being appraised, the subject property, with recently sold comparable properties, properties similar to the subject, called comps. Because no two parcels of real estate are exactly alike, each comparable property must be analyzed for differences and similarities between it and the subject property. The elements of comparison for which adjustments must be made include the following. Property rights. An adjustment must be made when less than fee simple, the full legal bundle of rights, is involved. This includes land leases, ground rents, life estates, easements, deed restrictions, and encroachments. Financing concessions. The financing terms must be considered, including adjustments for differences such as mortgage loan terms and owner financing. Market conditions, interest rates, supply and demand, and other economic indicators must be analyzed. Conditions of sale. Adjustments must be made for motivational factors that would affect the sale, such as foreclosure, a sale between family members, or some non-monetary incentive. Market conditions. Since the date of sale, an adjustment must be made if economic changes occur between the date of sale of the comparable property and the date of the appraisal, location, or area preference. Similar properties might differ in price from neighborhood to neighborhood or even between locations within the same neighborhood. Physical features and amenities. Physical features, such as the structure's age, size, and condition, may require adjustments. The sales comparison approach is considered the most reliable of the three approaches in appraising single-family homes, where the intangible benefits might be difficult to measure otherwise. Most appraisals include a minimum of three comparable sales reflective of the subject property. Whenever possible, the comparables should be recent, less than 6 months, and close by, less than a mile, to the subject property. Two condos in the same neighborhood, one that sold and one that is the subject of an appraisal, are very similar. The comp sold for $145,000 and has a garage valued at $9,000. The subject property has no garage, but it has a fireplace valued at $5,000. What is the indicated value of the property? Take the selling price of the comp and add or subtract for any differences, one at a time, from the subject property. The rules are CBS and CPA. CBS equals if the comp is better, subtract. CPA equals if the comp is poorer, add $145,000 the comp sale price. $9,000, the comp is better, subtract, CBS, plus $5,000, the comp is poorer, add, CPA, $141,000 the indicated value of the subject property sales. Comparison market data approach. An appraiser needs to find out the value of a house, subject property. She found two comparables. Comparable number one sold for $375,000 and has a swimming pool, which the subject property does not have. The value of a swimming pool is $21,500. Comparable number two sold for $321,000 but has one less bedroom. The value of a bedroom is $32,000. What is the value of the subject property? Remember that the adjustments are always made on the comparable properties, never on the subject property. Comparable number one sold for $375,000 value of the swimming pool, $21,500 equals adjusted price, $351,500. Comparable number two sold for $321,000 value of a bedroom plus $32,000. Equals adjusted price $353,000. Add the adjusted price of both properties and then divide by 2. Value of the subject property is $352,250. The cost approach. The cost approach to value also is based on the principle of substitution. The cost approach consists of 5 steps. 1. Estimate the value of the land as if it were vacant and available to be put to its highest and best use. 2. Estimate the current cost of constructing the buildings and improvements. 3. Estimate the amount of accrued depreciation resulting from the property's physical deterioration, functional obsolescence, and external depreciation. 4. Deduct the accrued depreciation, step 3, from the current construction cost, step 2. 5. Add the estimated land value, step 1, to the depreciated cost of the building and site improvements, step 4, to arrive at the total property value. Current cost of construction equals $185,000. Accrued depreciation equals $30,000. Value of the land equals $55,000. $185,000 to $30,000 plus $55,000 equals $210,000. In this example, the total property value is $210,000. There are two ways to look at the construction cost of a building for appraisal purposes: reproduction cost and replacement cost. 1. Reproduction cost is the construction cost at current prices of an exact duplicate of the subject improvement, including both the benefits and the drawbacks of the property. 2. Replacement cost is the cost to construct an improvement similar to the subject property using current construction methods and materials, but not necessarily an exact duplicate. Replacement cost is more frequently used in appraising older structures because it eliminates obsolete features and takes advantage of current construction materials and techniques. Determining reproduction or replacement cost. An appraiser using the cost approach computes the reproduction or replacement cost of a building using one of the following 4 methods. Square foot method, this is the most common and easiest method of cost estimation. The cost per square foot of a recently built comparable structure is multiplied by the number of square feet, using exterior dimensions, in the subject building. Unit in place method, in the unit in place method, the replacement cost of a structure is estimated based on the construction cost per unit of measure of individual building components, including material, labor, overhead, and builder's profit. The sum of the components is the cost of the new structure. Quantity survey method, the quantity and quality of all materials, such as lumber, brick, and plaster, and the labor are estimated on a unit cost basis. These factors are added to indirect costs, example, building permit, survey, payroll, taxes, and builder's profit, to arrive at the total cost of the structure. Because it is so detailed and time-consuming, this method is usually used only in appraising historical properties. It is, however, the most accurate method of appraising new construction. Index method, a factor representing the percentage increase of construction costs up to the present time, is applied to the original cost of the subject property. Because it fails to consider individual property variables, this method is useful only as a check of the estimate reached by one of the other methods. Depreciation. In a real estate appraisal, depreciation is a loss in value due to any cause compared with today's cost of replacement. It refers to a condition that adversely affects the value of an improvement to real property. Land does not depreciate, it retains its value indefinitely, except in such rare cases as downzoned urban parcels, improperly developed land, or misused farmland. Depreciation is the result of a negative condition that affects real property. Depreciation is considered to be curable or incurable, depending on the contribution of the expenditure to the value of the property. For appraisal purposes, depreciation is divided into three classes, according to its cause, physical deterioration. A curable item is one in need of repair, such as painting, deferred maintenance, that is economically feasible and would result in an increase in value equal to or exceeding the cost. An item is incurable if it is a defect caused by physical wear and tear and if its correction would not be economically feasible or contribute a comparable value to the building, such as a crack in the foundation. The cost of a major repair may not warrant the financial investment. Functional obsolescence. Obsolescence means a loss in value from the market's response to the item. Outmoded or unacceptable physical or design features that are no longer considered desirable by purchasers are considered curable. Such features could be replaced or redesigned at a cost that would be offset by the anticipated increase in ultimate value. Incurable obsolescence includes undesirable physical or design features that cannot be easily remedied because the cost of cure would be greater than its resulting increase in value. External obsolescence, economic obsolescence, if caused by negative factors not on the subject property, such as zoning, environmental, social, or economic forces, the depreciation is always incurable. The loss in value cannot be reversed by spending money on the property. Improvements to the property prolongs the economic life of a property. The cost approach is most helpful in the appraisal of newer or special purpose buildings such as schools, churches, and public buildings. Such properties are difficult to appraise using other methods because there are seldom enough local sales to use as comparables, and because the properties do not ordinarily generate income. The income approach. The income approach to value is based on the present value of the rights to future income. It assumes that the income generated by a property will determine the property's value. The income approach is used for valuation of income-producing properties such as apartment buildings, office buildings, and shopping centers. In estimating value using the income approach, an appraiser must take five steps. 1. Estimate annual gross income. Current rental income may not reflect the current market rental rates, especially in the case of short-term leases or leases about to terminate, so current rental income may be adjusted by an investor. Income also includes other income to the property from such sources as vending machines, parking fees, and laundry machines. 2. Deduct an appropriate allowance for vacancy and rent loss, based on the appraiser's experience, and arrive at effective gross income. 3. Deduct the annual operating expenses from the effective gross income to arrive at the annual net operating income, NOI. Management costs are always included, even if the current owner manages the property. Mortgage payments, principal and interest, are debt service and not considered operating expenses. Replacement of capital items is handled by an allowance, reserve, representing the annual usage of each major capital item and included in the operating expenses. 4. Estimate the price a typical investor would pay for the income produced by this particular type and class of property. This is done by estimating the rate of return, or yield, that an investor will demand for the investment of capital in this type of building. This rate of return is called the capitalization, or ICAP, rate and is determined by comparing the relationship of net operating income to the sales prices of similar properties that have sold in the current market. 5. Apply the capitalization rate to the property's annual net operating income to arrive at the estimate of the property's value. With the appropriate capitalization rate and the projected annual net operating income, the appraiser can obtain an indication of value by the income approach. Determining the value of an income property using the income approach. Annual gross income $216,000. Less vacancy minus $10,800. Equals effective gross income $205,200 less expenses $96,500 equals NOI. Net operating income $108,700 divide capitalization rate into NOI. $108,700 divided by 6.4% equals value. $1,698,437.50. This formula and its variations are important in dealing with income property. Income rate equals value. Income value equals rate value x rate equals income. As the cap rate goes down, the value increases. As the cap rate goes up, the value decreases. Gross rent multiplier, GRM. A quick way to estimate the income of a property is the gross rent multiplier, GRM. To estimate the income of a property, you'd have to take 4 to 6 properties in the same area that have sold already, and follow the formula, sale price divided by monthly rent equals GRM, of the sold property. Get the average GRM of the 4 to 6 properties, then get the monthly rent of the property you are estimating the income for, and multiply it by the average GRM to get the approximate value of the property. Monthly rent x average GRM of 4 to 6 properties equals value of property. Gross rent multiplier. To find out the value of a smaller income-producing property, monthly rent $2,200 times GRM x 120 equals value $264,000. To find the average GRM, the appraiser will use 4 to 6 properties that have sold and divide the sold price by the monthly rent to find out the GRM. Sold price $327,000. Divide monthly rent $2,400 equals GRM 136.25. The appraisal process, although appraising is not an exact or a precise science, the key to an accurate appraisal lies in the methodical collection and analysis of data. The appraisal process is an orderly set of procedures used to collect and analyze data to arrive at an ultimate value conclusion. The data are divided into two basic classes. 1. General data, which covers the nation, region, city, and neighborhood. Of particular importance is the neighborhood, where an appraiser finds the physical, economic, social, and political influences that directly affect the value and potential of the subject property. 2. The specific data, which covers details of the subject property as well as comparative data relating to costs, sales, and income and expenses of properties similar to and competitive with the subject property. Once the approaches have been reconciled and an opinion of value has been reached, the appraiser prepares a report for the client. The report should identify the real estate and real property interest being appraised. State the purpose and intended use of the appraisal. Define the value to be estimated. State the effective date of the value and the date of the report. State the extent of the process of collecting, confirming, and reporting the data. List all assumptions and limiting conditions that affect the analysis, opinion, and conclusions of value. Describe the information considered, the appraisal procedures followed, and the reasoning that supports the report's conclusions. If an approach was excluded, the report should explain why. Describe, if necessary or appropriate, the appraiser's opinion of the highest and best use of the real estate. Describe any additional information that may be appropriate to show compliance with the specific guidelines established in the ASPAP, or to clearly identify and explain any departures from these guidelines, and include signed certification as required by the ASPAP. Reconciliation is the final step in the appraisal process, in which the appraiser reconciles the estimates of value received from the market data, cost, and income approaches to arrive at a final estimate of market value for the subject property. Sellers and real estate licensees may not agree with the appraiser's value and may argue that it is lower than they think that it should be. However, since most appraisals are ordered by lenders who base their loan on this value, the appraiser must be able to back up the appraisal report with quantifiable conclusions. In the event of a loan default, at what value can the property most probably be sold for the lender to recover the remaining loan balance?